Seoul Station is a big station, so there are a lot of people in the morning. So I waited there till the train arrives and people come and go. I recorded the sound with my small recorder. I kind of felt like it would help listeners to quickly move into the world I created.
Can you feel nostalgia for a place that doesn't exist? At least, not yet. That's what Minhui Lee is asking on her newest album, Hometown to Come. It's a velvet-lined, plush, beautiful album reaching back to the production styles of the 1970s and 80s, but at the same time looking forward, looking for a place to foster community in an era where we feel both more connected and yet more disparate than ever. We talked to her here on The Woodhouse.
This question sort of will help me better understand some other things as well, but it's like the most simple question to start with. Do you think of yourself as a nostalgic person?
I could say yes. I think nostalgia is a common feeling, especially for our generation, who is more exposed to the world filled with non-tangible things. Like you don't have to buy records, I mean, to listen to music, and you don't have to go to theater to watch films. Even for money, they seems like ghosts these days. So I think this aspect's also connected to like emptiness people deal with. So I feel comfortable with old stuff. I'm not quite sure what nostalgic person means about a person longing for like past. I would say yes.
At least when I was reading the lyrics to The Station, it kind of felt like it was caught between two emotions. You could interpret it in different ways. You could either say this is kind of a hopeful thing, or you can say it's kind of dispassionate.
I mean, I tend to write my album to convey one story. Like, in the beginning, I want to raise questions like, what does hometown mean for our generation? Through the whole album, I'm trying to describe the journey to find the place where we can be together. Yeah, so at the beginning, I don't want people to read this story in like hopeful way or yeah. So I intended to write it from the perspective of observer who is thinking about their hometown, maybe about a wish to go back. So there's just a person who sees the people getting off and on a train, thinking their faces look awful, as if there is a real ideal hometown they wish to go. I don't want to bring like strong emotion.
Talking about The Station, there are some field recordings in that. Like, how did you go about collecting those sounds, and what made that important to go out and say, all right, we're going to add these non-musical elements to this music?
So, actually, that was not cricket sound. That's birds sound.
Okay.
Yeah. For the station, I went to the Seoul station. You've been to Seoul before?
No, I haven't. I want to go, but I've not.
Yeah, Seoul station is a big station, so there are a lot of people in the morning. So I waited there till the train arrives, and people come and go. I recorded the sound with my small recorder. I kind of felt like it would help listeners to quickly move into the world I created. Yeah, there is another field recording you mentioned in the track called Penitentiary. There I wanted to create a sort of calm, sad, but peaceful garden sound. So I I went to the small mountain near Seoul to get some sound of birds. And because I didn't want any sound of people talking, I went there very early, but it was so hard to find a place without any noise, like construction sites noise. I mean, it's near city, so. And finally, I went there twice, and I found a place with a big tree. Finally, hundreds of birds were singing there, like in the way I wanted. But there were people cutting the grass around the grave. So I went up there like and then asked them to stop for about 5 minutes, and they accepted it, and I could put it in the final version.
We're talking about setting. I think the cover art is really evocative. Like, it really jumped out to me when I first saw it. Where was that taken, and how did you decide that was going to be the cover art?
So it was taken by my friend Younger Kim, who is an artist. And I saw it on her Instagram feed like 4 years ago. And I've already thought about the theme of my second album at the time. So I asked her if I can use it. It was taken in an island called Jeju. You see there is a pile of trash. And I thought it has some sense of reality. And you see the statue of Jesus. I mean, the religion is connected to the place where we want to go back. So I thought it'll present the theme of my album.
This is more on the kind of sound and production and engineering of it. There were moments that really reminded me of some of my favorite albums from the 60s and 80s. What time periods do you take inspiration from in terms of your music?
I'm fascinated with the 60s, 80s folk music. And like, I don't know. I mean, it'll be not the good thing, but usually I feel comfortable with old stuff. Like, I think it's because I used to listen Joan Baez and like Stucky, that kind of stuff. My parents love them, so when I started to write music, that kind of grammar were like was very natural to me.
It feels nostalgic for me too, because that's kind of the music my parents introduced to me as well, especially like Joan Baez or Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, I feel a bit of distance when I listen to like recent music, especially for hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a film composer too, so I try to be exposed to various genres, but yeah.
On kind of those production choices, you open the album with an instrumental, and lyrics seem very important for this album, but you're opening without your voice. Did it feel important to introduce the album in that way?
Yeah, I feel a bit burdened if I say something too early. So I need some time before I start. Yeah, I mean, even for gigs, I start with instrumental tracks.
You're kind of letting yourself get ready for everything you're going to say?
Yeah, I want to set up the environment first before my speech.
I mean, you've kind of laid out that the hometown can be metaphorical, but for you, I know you moved away, you studied abroad, there was a long period of writing for this album or a break in between albums. When you returned, did you feel like you changed more, or was it more of the place you came back to had changed more?
I mean, we all changed. Well, it's not, we both changed. It's natural. important. I think the important thing is to aware that there is no such hometown we wish to arrive. Well, let me explain a bit about my second album. So, I studied abroad for about like 5 years, and it's been 5 years since I moved back to Korea. And so when I came back, I was expected, I expected some kind of welcoming, warm belonging feelings, but there was not such, I couldn't find such feelings, and I looked around and thought, oh, maybe it's something we all share. From there, I started to think about what does hometown actually mean for our generation, and other questions were driven, like, how can we define our generation and what do we expect from our home? Those kind of questions were push me to write. It's not about the how our hometown has changed. It's about how we can find a place where we can be together.
I guess the other, I mean, following up from some of the other things we talked about was along the lines of when you're doing your film composing or film scoring, does that feel like a different, like, do you have to put yourself in a different mindset when you're creating music for a different person's vision rather than your own?
Yes and no. Like, I mean, for film music, I have to care about director's needs, of course, and like the situation in there and the vibe of the scene. I mean, it's all there already, so it's important. It's sometimes more important than what I think, so it's different process, obviously. But what is similar is that I tend to set up a visual background first, and then create things, even if it's for my own. I mean, it's very natural to set up the structure visually first, like what is in the movies. That's where everything starts. And I think I talk too much about my recipe here. Yeah. That's how I do my thing.
Have you felt like the people in your scene or your community have responded in this album, not just positively, but do you feel like people agree with you about, you know, we're all changing, we need to create new communities, you know, those feelings?
I mean, part of me want to explain what is it about, but other side of me want to keep it secret. So I haven't really explained what it means to like Korean listeners. If when it's out, it's all yours, right? So it's not mine anymore. So I want to open any possibilities to be read.